You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is The Birth of Jesus, Part 2. My scripture is Luke 2, 1 through 20. My text is Luke 2, 8, 10, and 11, which reads, And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. When we saw him wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, we were tempted to say, Surely this cannot be the Son of God. But see his birth attended, as it is here, with a choir of angels, and we shall say, Surely it can be no other than the Son of God, concerning whom it was said, When he was brought into the world, let all the angels of God worship him. We had in Matthew an account of the notice given of the arrival of this ambassador, the prince from heaven, to the wise men who were Gentiles by a star. Here we are told of the notice given of it to the shepherds, who were Jews, by an angel. To each God chose to speak in the language they were most conversant with. See here how the shepherds were employed. They were abiding in the fields adjoining to Bethlehem and keeping watch over their flocks by night. The angel was not sent to the chief priests or the elders. They were not prepared to receive these tidings, but to a company of poor shepherds who were like David, plain men dwelling in tents, not like Esau, cunning hunters. The patriarchs were shepherds. Moses and David particularly were called from keeping sheep to rule God's people. And by this, tidings were brought to Moses of the deliverance of Israel out of Egypt when he was keeping sheep, and to these shepherds, who it is probable were devout religious men, the tidings were brought of a greater salvation. They were employed now, not in acts of devotion, but in the business of their calling. They were keeping watch over their flock to secure them from thieves and beasts of prey. They were not out of the way of divine visits. When we are sensibly employed, we are not out of the way of divine visits. When we are sensibly employed in an honest calling and abide with God in it. The angels coming upon them makes known that they had little thought of such a thing, or expected it, for it is in a preventing way that gracious visits are made us from heaven, or ever we are aware, that they might be sure it was an angel from heaven. They saw and heard the glory of the Lord round about them, such as made the night as bright as day. such a glory as used to attend God's appearance, a heavenly glory, or an exceedingly great glory, such as they could not bear the dazzling luster of it. This made them so afraid, put them into great amazement, as fearing some evil tidings. While we are conscious to ourselves of so such guilt, much guilt, we have reason to fear lest every express from heaven should be a messenger of wrath. For the message was, which the angel had to deliver to the shepherds, he gives an ending to their fears. Fear not, for we have nothing to say to you that needs to be of terror to you. He furnishes them with abundant matter for joy. Behold, I evangelize to you great joy. I solemnly declare it, and you have reason to bid it welcome, for it shall bring joy to all people, and not to the people of the Jews only, that unto you is born this day, at this time, a Savior, the Savior that has been so long expected, which is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed. He is the Lord, Lord of all. He is a sovereign prince. He is a Savior, and he will be a Savior to those only that accept him for their Lord. The Savior is born. He is born this day, and since it is a matter of great joy to all people, it is not to be kept secret. You may proclaim it, may tell it to whom you please. He is born in the place where it was foretold he should be born, in the city of David. And he is born to you Jews. He is sent in the first place to bless you, to you shepherds. Though poor and mean in the world, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. To you men, not to us angels, he took not on him the nature of angels. This is the matter of joy indeed to all people, great joy, long looked for, is come at last. Let heaven and earth rejoice before this Lord, for he cometh. He gives them a sign for the confirmment of their faith in this matter. How shall we find out this child in Bethlehem, which is now full of the descendants from David? You will find him by this token. He is lying in a manger, where surely never any newborn infant has laid before. The angels, doxology to God, and the congregations of men, congratulations of men upon this occasion. The message was no sooner delivered by one angel that it was sufficient to go express. Then suddenly there was with that angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, sufficient, we may be sure, to make a chorus that was heard by the shepherds, praising God. And certainly their song was not like that which no man could learn, for it was designed that we should all learn it. Let God have the honor of this work. Glory to God in the highest. God's good will to men, manifested in sending the Messiah, overflow very much to his praise. And angels in the highest heavens will celebrate it to his honor. Persistent weekend storms bring heavy snow and flight disruptions across the United States. A fast-moving winter storm is disrupting travel and prompting ground stops at major airports, including O'Hara and Atlanta. December 7, 2025, by Myrna Asafrith, Christine Rapp, and Selena Guevara. Heavy snows continues to impact a large swath of the United States from the west to the northeast, causing flight cancellations and delays at airports across the country. Wintry weather is affecting the Rockies and Northern Plains. Overnight, periods of heavy snow over the plains stretched into the Great Lakes region, including major cities like Chicago. On Sunday, snow over the Great Lakes suddenly shifted to the northeast, bringing showers from Ohio through to New York. Most areas we will see 2 to 5 inches, with up to 6 to 8 inches possible in parts of Iowa. In the northeast, a dusting of up to 3 inches is anticipated. This fast-moving system is forecast to end by early Monday morning. Snowfall totals this morning include 9.4 inches in Canton, South Dakota, 8 inches in Amos, Iowa, 5.7 inches in Rockford, Illinois, and 4 inches in the area around Chicago O'Hara International Airport. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is the perfect friend. There are basically three types of friendships. First, friendships of utility, which exist between you and someone who is useful to you in some way. Second, friendships of pleasure, which exist between you and those whose company you enjoy. And third, friendships of the good, which are based on mutual respect and admiration. However, I want to introduce you to a friendship with the perfect friend. God created you for relationship with him. He delights in your voice, your laughter, and your ideas. He longs to fellowship with you. When life gets difficult, do you run to him with your frustrations? When you're overwhelmed with sadness or grief, do you carry your pain to him? When you're angry, do you call on him for freedom? He is a friend that offers all of this to us and more in mercy and love. He is worthy of our friendship. The friendship he offers to us is a gift of immeasurable worth. There is no one like him. Indeed, there is none as worthy of our fellowship than God Almighty, our Creator and Redeemer. Train your heart to run first to God with your joy and pain. His friendship will never let you down. Revelation 3:20 says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Proverbs 27:9 says that a sweet friendship refreshes the soul. One of my favorite hymns is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." The first stanza says, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that you have the opportunity to believe that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Stay encouraged, my friends, and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening. Oh, God.